what light symbolizes in your life, what kind of comfort that it brings. There's a call comes ringing, or the restless wave, send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save, send the light, send the light. We have heard the Macedonian call today, send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay, send the light, send the light. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound, send the light, send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found, send the light, send the light. Let us not grow weary in the work of love, send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above, send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. So what does light mean to us? It is the truth, it is comfort, safety. We like it to be light outside. We like it. We like for there to be light shown wherever we are. Brings us safety. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Light is the word of God. It, again, brings comfort to us whenever it's close to us. We don't like for it to be dark. Dark makes us feel scared, makes us feel vulnerable. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Jesus is speaking in the Sermon of the Mount. Sermon on the Mount. And he says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. John chapter 3. Shortly after, one of the most famous verses in the Bible, John 3:16, which states that God sent his only Son to save us from our sins. Down in verse 20 and 21 it says, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. Why do you think that on the first day of creation, God made light? Why was that the first thing that he made? The entire universe as we know it was covered in darkness. No one was here. None of us were here. I wasn't, certainly. But God decided that light was the first thing that he was going to make. So in Genesis chapter 1, God says, starting in verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. God wanted to separate the day from the night by using light. Light is the truth. Light can show us what we're doing. Whenever it's dark, you don't know what is happening. You can't see anything. You don't know if there's a pew right in front of you or if there's not. So, John chapter 12, verse 36 says, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. So Jesus is saying here that we have the light. we have God's word given to us, and so we have to believe in it, and so that we can become sons of it and bring more people to the light out of the darkness. In verse 46 of the same chapter, he says, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. So God came as a light to us when we were all covered in darkness, all covered in sin, which is where evil lives, because evil does not like the light. So when Jesus came as a light, he spread light throughout the entire world. And so whoever believed in him became part of light. Ephesians 5, verse 8 says, For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We are meant to be in light. We spend all of our day in light. And when it's dark, we go to sleep, so that Satan cannot tempt us in night. If someone is going to harm somebody else in public, they would rather it be in darkness so that nobody can see and know that it was them. They don't want it to be in the light, so where everybody can see. So if you are not a part of the light of God, the light that he has brought to us and given to us, we offer this as an invitation so that you can come forward and be part of that light and come out of darkness, come out of the darkness of sin. Or if you are part of the light and have fallen back towards the darkness, come forward and we will pray with you as Mr. Mayor, please, send your invitation.